Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week of Benchwarmers. Just to prepare everyone for what's about to happen, we have a mixed bag of emotions. We have, obviously, UND to recap, so we'll be happy talking about that. Quinn and I are, unfortunately, Chargers fans, so we'll get into that. Obviously, the transfer news coming through yesterday. Kind of heard some rumblings online, and then obviously it made its way out to the public. I'm sure Coach Entz will address it. I believe they have a press conference today, so he'll get into that. Those are the less fun parts, but we do have Stardom Sit'em Thanksgiving food. You'll either get mad and laugh or just be mad because there are some takes on there, at least from my end. I don't know about you, Quinn.
Yeah, I'll get yelled at a little bit.
Yeah.
Can we just laugh at UND first?
Your coach is Bubba Schweigert.
That gap is still large, boys.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, like, go back because, like, I got the tweet sent to me. Someone tweeted at someone, like, last year saying, so, like, I didn't go back and find the tweet, but they said, you know, like, a lot of confidence from NDSU side, considering that gap's going to be gone in 2 years.
You absolutely stink.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
What a great day.
And, like, whatever sportsmanship, people are going to cry. And it was especially UND fan. You can go back to my tweet Saturday night. I was lapping up the UND tears. But, like,
yeah,
they were absolutely devastated by Coach Entz's fake punt.
That fake punt was hilarious.
So good. And it's like, just please demoralize them and send them back up to that hellscape that is Grand Forks, North Dakota. Right next to your hometown of Larimore.
I hate you. Yeah, they kind of just, I mean, when you go up 21-0, you just hope that's obviously enough. And then the rest of the game was 21-21, but it wasn't even that close.
Right. Obviously, UND and SDSU are not the same caliber of team. Yeah. And you and I were working.
And you play with a lead, too. I mean, you're not going to go out there and throw the ball all over the yard when you go up 21-0 with 13 minutes left of the second quarter.
And the best part is, like, there are people tweeting that UND plus 13.5 is easy money. Bet the house, bet the farm. 21. Quinn gave you the math, folks.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not a betting podcast, but you listen to Quinn.
Since the D1 era, those
matchups. Not actual advice. Don't listen.
No, don't listen to me. I'd be a terrible gambler if it was legal.
Yeah, but,
or sports gambler. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it was a little over 21 points per game that we've beat them by. So that it was right at 21. So now it's like 20.8. But yeah, I mean, pretty on par for what it has been since we've played them. I mean, they lull people to sleep for sure. We've talked about it. Cordell said that's what it kind of felt like last year. And obviously they got up on like 14 against SDSU a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So like, it's a thing. Like they do kind of like,
Jesus, figure out your mic situation.
Technical difficulties here. I might have to hold it.
You poor thing.
My arm was going to get tired. But yeah, and we talked to people at the Pride Dakota show, like, well, they have to beat them at NDSU for that to become a rivalry.
Yeah.
And until they do that, it's just not.
Can I say something?
Say it.
Everything we make fun of them for, they just keep doing.
Yeah, they double down. I kind of respect it, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, they just, like, they're going to go down with the ship.
And, like, me being the guy I am, I still, like, I'm a small business owner, one. Like, people are still buying our product, and I will still chirp them for fighting Sioux forever. And it's like, are you cheering for the Fighting Hawks today?
Yeah.
And they just, nope, it's always Fighting Sioux. Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm not a Fighting Hawk. I'm a Sioux.
Yeah.
I'm like,
no, you're not.
No, you're not.
You literally are not.
That's why it got changed.
Yeah.
So.
And then I saw some responses of like, yeah, you can keep this win in your JV national titles. We'll just keep winning in hockey. And it's like,
you aren't, though. You're not winning in hockey.
Yeah. And the 487 people who care can go with you to whatever bar you like to go up to in Grand Forks.
Yeah. I mean, we can make fun of UND all we want. I mean, I like doing it. It's, it's fun for us. But
it's over.
It's over. And there was some
there was
some fallout from fans that,
yeah,
if we're going to just be frank, like we said, we always love fans. And these are the one percenter of fans that that do this type of stuff.
They're always the loudest.
But I just saw stuff that really pissed me off on Saturday. Still talking about how we should give guys more. Scored 42 points.
Yeah. Hey, Quinn, did we win the football game?
We doubled. We doubled their score.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has this coaching staff won 2 national titles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of the 3 seasons?
Yeah. Have they lost single-digit games?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to clarify that. They don't call games to keep guys happy and keep them out of the portal.
Yeah.
They call games to win football games.
Yeah, which they're good at.
Yeah. And we can get into it more, but like, yeah, I'm going to save it right now. I just want to dance on UND's grave a little bit more. Yeah.
I like it.
We just talked about it. Ross tweeted from the Bison Report Twitter the situation where Bubba was down by 3 scores and punted with 5 minutes left in the fourth. And then Matt Entz gets the ball back with less time and then runs a fake.
We had just pulled up to JL's when he ran the fake. And
so good.
Oh, I laughed my ass off. It's that was best. So funny.
The best. Matt was coming for next.
Yeah.
And I love it.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
That's like an Entz move, though, which I love. Oh,
big time, yeah. Let's jump into the playoffs and the bigger picture. UND is going to lose in the first round, I think, out in Weber.
Yeah, Weber's tough. I mean, they are.
That place is tough to play, too.
We've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard Kramer say, like, everyone remembers the Kansas State game where, like, it was so hot. Kramer says one of the probably a harder environment to play in was the year they went to Weber for non-con because it was hot and the elevation.
Yeah.
He said guys were just gassed, like, during warm-ups. Like, it was just, like.
And the other end of the spectrum is
now it's cold there.
It's cold and snowy.
Right.
And that doesn't. And they're on the road. That doesn't bode well for UND at all.
No.
Wouldn't be surprised if Weber State comes out pretty easy, that one. But our side of the bracket.
It's nice.
It is nice.
Very nice.
It was whatever. You can have qualms with Youngstown State not getting in, Chattanooga not getting in. Montana just paid money to get in, basically.
Sure.
But it was nice to see that the regionalization part broke up.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't – I thought we were going to have Montana State and SDSU on our side of the bracket. Yeah. And however just a merger, it shook out.
Just like whoever – because it's been that way in years before where, like, I think 2018, we pretty much knew, like, looking at the side of the bracket, if we got out of that side of the bracket, like, that's we're pretty winning. Much the natty. Yeah. And that was the year we beat Eastern Washington, like, 28-14.
Right.
But it wasn't even that close. Yeah, there have definitely been years like that where that one side of the bracket, and then you just look at the other side and there's nothing. But it's pretty split up. I mean,
I thought like it was a favorable draw
for us, yeah. But I think it's like a fair draw for everyone. So. SDSU still gets all their home games if they make it through.
And they play Montana State.
Montana State's a good team. They beat them last year when it was SDSU at Montana State.
Can I say something?
And Montana State is better this year than they were last year.
I think so too.
Tommy Malott. That was his first start ever.
He's back.
But also, I remember watching that game. They had, like, in my memory, he threw up like 10 jump balls and they caught every single one of them.
Right.
So, like, but like I said, they're a better team this year too than they were last year.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. They play outside. Playing in Brookings outside, that's not going to affect anything they do.
Right.
They're going to be like, we literally. They're going to like be like, yeah, we just practiced in this for a month.
The Bane.
Yeah.
Like, I was born in the darkness. You're really like, molded by it.
Who's our boy? I'm going to forget his name again. Their old head coach before Vegan.
Oh, God.
When he,
I don't even remember that guy.
Yeah, when he just ripped their like boosters for like, well, we don't even have a bubble.
Yeah.
Like, we have nothing.
You just play outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's pretty remarkable what Coach Vegan has done there.
Yeah.
Obviously, North Dakota legend. People here have a lot of good things to say about Coach Vegan. So really cool to see. I think he's, and like the way he handled losing, obviously, in the fashion he did it in Frisco last year was pretty amicable. I think he's a respectable guy, and I think he's a good leader of men. So
part of the reason he handled that is just because I think like he knew.
It's traumatizing watching the Montana State and both the Montana teams because they were all kids I played against in the Mondak Bowl.
Really?
That we lost 65-0.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was a score of your Mondak Bowl?
Yeah.
I think the year before to Cordell?
Yeah.
Did they win?
I think it was close. They might have won. It might have been the first, because Cordell would always rag on me because of it, but it's like, what do you want me to do? I think we threw four pick sixes in the first half.
Oof.
But
where is that game played?
We played it in Miles City, Montana.
Interesting.
It's right on the border. It's either played there or Dickinson.
Okay. Was it fun?
I only played in the first half.
Oh.
I hurt my knee, and I'm like, I'm not staying out here. We're down 37 to nothing. But we...
Oh, that game, it's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, because we kept losing.
Oh.
Literally.
Oops.
Was it Troy Anderson? I don't know.
Oh, Troy Anderson, yeah.
He was on that team.
He's your age?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was on that team.
Dog.
Whatever Montana...
He was a starting running back, quarterback, and middle linebacker from Montana State.
Yeah,
and his career.
He was lighting dudes up.
He's lighting dudes up now for the Falcons.
Yeah. There was another receiver who I believe is either an All-American from Montana State or is in the NFL right now that we played against, too. And it's just like, where are you people coming from?
Montana till I die. Just a bunch of dogs.
They dogged us. That's to be certain. Back to the bracket. Obviously, the draw is we play SEMO or Montana. I'm fine with either of them coming to town.
Yeah, I think SEMO would be cool.
Yeah, it's new.
Pretty sure it's the Knapp revenge game.
He went back to Northern Illinois.
No, he went to SEMO when he left here.
Yeah.
Went to Northern Illinois for a year.
Went back to SEMO.
And got canned.
Okay.
And I think he went back to SEMO.
Sure.
I don't have a good Knapp impression, but I'm going to try my best. In my mind, he's probably just thinking like, oh, we don't have a chance. he's like thinking like, oh, this is going to be
but
not good.
I'm going to cry at the bro hug between him and Kramer.
Oh, my God. I need it on film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only had Knapp for 1 year, but he was the best.
I never had him. He was only... Obviously, in the recruiting stuff, when he was weighing me. And
I think I've told this story, but, like, one of the first times I knew Knapp was a real one, it was our first day. We were in the Kramer, the meat market,
Kramart.
The meat shack, the Kramart. Mm-hmm. It was going into freshman year. It was that summer. It was the first time the freshman group had ever done tricep extension and push.
Yeah.
And I was on the last set. I was doing 145.
That's a lot.
Because, But we didn't do like any of the arm workout.
Sure.
Kramer just kind of threw it to us at the end. Mm-hmm. And Cordell was my spotter. He was just pouring sweat into my mouth.
Yeah.
And Knapp was just laughing his ass off. Like he was just like, welcome to college. Like,
I mean, Cordell is number one sweat guy.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
No offense, Cordell.
Him and Kubis would always just.
Big Mike Kelly.
Big Mike.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was Mike or Cordell the one day after like bar complex where they sat up from the chair after the workout.
Yeah.
Like, so the workout ends and then like everyone goes sit down, drink shakes or whatever. It was either Cordell or Mike that sat up and it was literally a puddle sitting there.
That's so gross.
It was one of the grossest things I've ever seen.
Then we could get the draw. We could get the Jason Eck revenge game.
That'd be sick.
Out of the bottom of our quadrant.
Yeah.
They play CeeLo, who's a wagon.
Who?
Southeast Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not a wagon, but I think they're a good FCS team.
They're consistently pretty good.
Samford is of zero concern to me. Some people thought they should be a top four seed and get in over NDSU. Shut up.
I don't know much about the rest of the FCS, I'm going to be completely honest. For obvious reasons, I think the worst kind of team to come into Fargo would be like an efficient passing team.
Yeah.
There's just not, I mean.
Which is Samford or CeeLo. So.
Okay. I think we would manage. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be fine, but it might be a little bit tighter than people would
like. Well, we talked about it with UND. Like, this offense is rolling, man.
Yeah.
Like, as long as there's no injuries.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's stopping this offense right now.
No, definitely not.
Weird.
Not like not. And it's gonna be when we were playing, and I'm sure because it's still Ents as head coach. Like 17 points as a defense, like that's the max you want to give up.
Yeah,
it gives you the best chance to win, keeping people under 17.
Yeah,
that's like a safe number considering like what our offense is doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Because our offense, like, I don't see the offense scoring less than 28.
No.
I see four touchdowns every game.
Yeah, like they hung 21 with the quickness on UND this weekend.
And I get you're not always going to have chunk plays like the Tumeric run, like the fourth play or the second play of the series. But still, like 28 points is, I think, pretty.
By the way, I love Tumeric on Twitter.
I don't even follow him.
Oh, it was great yesterday. Funny. He's a Cowboys guy, so he was dunking on Vikings fans, which I love. And then,
I don't love that he's a Cowboys fan, but
he's from Texas.
SMU, yeah.
But like his NDSU football tagged him in the highlight video of him running, whatever, that long run. And he just tags
so
every
he looked like Pollard?
Yeah. Well, he tags every O-line, and then he's like, also shout out my perimeter guys. Like, he just goes through the list of guys who are on the field when they're on there. Yeah. And if they don't have a Twitter, he just types their name out. He just tweeted Joe Stoffel.
Oh, so he's like the running back from Syracuse.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. That dude's so funny.
We played Northwestern State University yesterday, and I had 20 carries for 285 yards and 3 touchdowns.
I was pleased with my performance.
It was a good performance and a great team win. Yeah. Like, he just types everything out.
Did you see that, by the way? Syracuse, whoever they were playing last week, I'll have to look. They came together at halftime and decided to play 10-minute quarters in the second half with running.
No, that was like the Northwestern State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was watching some TikTok about it, and the line was 51, Quinn. We're not a gambling podcast, but the line was 51.
Did they cover?
They covered. They're
and
winning.
Does that count?
It's when they're playing Wagner.
Okay. Does it count?
It was October, like for betting? October 1st when they're playing. The line was 51. They covered 59. For sportsbooks to pay out, there's language for them to play 95%+ of the game. So if a game gets canceled or something because of weather.
I figured that for sure.
So them coming together to play 10-minute quarters in the second half.
Brought it down to what, like 80%? Like,
so you didn't play the whole game. Yeah. So guys who took Syracuse minus 51 did not get their payout.
Right.
They got their money back, but like should have been a winner.
Yeah.
That's just like,
that's the first thing I thought of. That's the first thing I thought of.
That's a bad beat.
Yeah.
Out of the bottom of our side of the bracket, obviously Incarnate Word and Sacramento State are the two seeds.
Let's go Incarnate Word. We're gonna see. I mean,
yeah.
Incarnate Word, their only loss this year is to an FBS school. Oh no, it was to CeeLo.
Yeah.
But they beat Nevada. Like,
yep.
So they have an FBS one, I guess, group of five. But
I think we're going to see if Sac State's legit.
Yeah.
I don't think Davidson Richmond, the winner of that game, is going to be a real test for them. But
no.
If they come out
and
they beat Incarnate, then they're legit.
Yeah. Obviously, we want Incarnate to win because then it's Fargo.
Everything in Fargo.
Fargo to Frisco.
And then we get to, but if not, you get a little nice trip to Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Which has another cool side story to it. Dawson Weber, obviously, 6-year senior.
Oh, yeah.
Was, I believe, committed to Sac State before he came on as official here, and we flipped him. But his family's there. Obviously, he'd probably, it's like the Dalvin Cook game when they had like 50 people in Buffalo. Yeah. Like, I bet Dawson would have a bunch of his homies from high school.
And yeah, probably.
It'd be cool to see. Other side of the bracket, nothing really of note. Holy Cross got the 8 seed. But Montana State, William and Mary, whatever, whoever comes out of that side. I don't know about you, but Delaware going to Brookings if they beat St. Francis feels like a game that Stig would be dying to lose.
You think so?
I think so.
I just don't know much about Delaware.
They're not really, you know, Delaware of something to be concerned about, but they're definitely good enough that that could be a game where they choke it out.
That Sac State stadium stinks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's gross.
It's gross.
It's like a high school stadium.
Don't want to play there.
No.
I mean, it would be a semifinal game, so like there's no such thing as being lulled to sleep, but
yeah.
That's not like a semifinal atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No
offense, Sac State Hornet fans, but that stadium, it does stink.
Speaking of Sac State Hornet fans, let's go into an ad read for Tundra Insurance before we talk about everything else.
What a great transition.
Yeah. We need a little energy here. Come on.
Yeah. Tundra Insurance, located in Horace, right south of Big Irv's. We're at 416 Main Street. Me and Ross here, taking care of all your insurance needs. We go through 20 different carriers, 20-plus different carriers to find whatever best fits your price range, need, wants, pretty much whatever you want. We personalize the experience. It's just us here. You don't have to jump through hoops. We take care of all your questions and any problems that you might have. And yeah, kind of like what we always say, sometimes if you just reach out to one carrier, you're going to possibly sacrifice better price or better coverage or better premium, whatever you may have it. And here at Tundra Insurance, we will take care of all that for you and find whatever best fits your situation.
Yeah, insurance is a hard thing to navigate. You guys make it easy. I think that's all somebody could ask for in their quest to find the right insurance for them. I have one more thing to yell about with UND. This just came through in the Buyers Report group chat.
Just wait. You can reach us at Tundra Insurance on Facebook, at Tundra Insurance on Twitter, tundrainsurance.com, or on phone at 701-969-1661. Let's yell at UND more.
I got ahead of myself. I thought the ad read was done. Sorry. This is Barty Ogbu's new cover header
on Twitter. Yeah, Barty's kind of wild, but I don't know. Gotta do what you
gotta
do.
Cody buried him on that play with his helmet. Yeah, off. I know. Well, you like stopped it for me to see it at the
and part he, of and he got show. Called with a hand to the face earlier in the game too.
Yeah, so and
like, he was just like doing illegal stuff, I guess.
And he didn't play here.
Yeah,
and he lost by 21.
Yeah,
like
Barty would have played.
Barty's fitting right in with UND fans.
Barty would have played more yesterday on our team if he would
absolutely. Well, I don't know. Barty stunk at football all the and he still okay, does. Yeah, so. Sorry, that stuff just pisses me off.
It is funny though. He was quick to it.
Yeah. Which, like, if he's doing it for a troll, that is funny. But like, yeah. I think he thinks he's nice.
Maybe.
Let's
talk about the transfer thing.
Yeah,
I need to get into it. Number one, I guess Phoenix committed to JMU last night. If you looked and like we've talked about the Phoenix thing, mm-hmm. we've said what we wanted to say. We're not gonna like. Because I don't think either of us really knew him that well either. So it's not like we're not going to call him out on like personal stuff, like weird things like people were doing earlier. It's all over when it happened, whatever. But if you just looked at the offers he was getting, obviously he was going to take the JMU offer.
Yeah.
It was by far the highest division, by far the best school. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what their record is now. I know they had that hot start, but they're still probably plus 500.
Yeah. And
group of five FBF school.
Yeah.
And like he wasn't going to go commit to Murray State or CELO.
And to be honest with you, I think JMU overreached because he was a former Bison.
They might have, for sure.
I don't think Phoenix is an FBS player. He's not really anything that I think is really spectacular. He had the opportunities to do what he thinks he can do here. And that might be a little harsh now that he's left, but I think these last three guys transferring kind of put a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit when you came in here this morning. It's just I have gotten a little bit more pissed off as the night went on and as the morning has went on.
Yeah.
Because I get the thing with like college football and college or, you know, whatever, when you are a normal student, you can transfer to 8,000 different colleges to find the best fit.
Yep.
So the same thing kind of should apply with sports, right? Because like when you're 17 years old and you verbally commit and then you sign papers to go to that university, you're giving that university your word that you'll go play football there.
Yep.
Right. But you are also 17 years old. And, like, your parents can help you with that decision, but, like, it should be your decision. That being said, you are 17 years old. Like, you're probably not – it's not a 100% thing. Like, 17 – any kind of decision a 17 or 16-year-old makes is probably, like, not all of those decisions work out. So, yeah, like,
I mean
– And not every fit for every guy is the same either.
You also went through the recruiting process. You know that, like – what you hear and are told by coaches never gives you an insight on what it actually is like.
Right.
Because it's never
a
good, they call it the boyfriend voice.
Yeah.
That's over. As soon as you sign those papers, you're signed and you're ready to go.
Yeah. The coaches don't talk to you once you get to campus like they were talking to your mom and your dad when you're on your official visit.
Yeah. And I have a point to make that I don't think I necessarily have to qualify myself to people, but I feel like it'd be kind of disingenuous if I didn't mention it. Obviously not hard to find. I played 4 years at NDSU. My classmates are still playing or graduated last year. So I didn't fulfill my five-year obligation and go out with my senior classes. I quit, quote unquote, right? I did not want to be there during the spring season. That fall, that was the COVID. We went into the spring season. We lost. I called it quits. I waited for the season to be done.
You did.
I did graduate. I got my degree.
So you quit football after you had done your undergrad.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I fulfilled that obligation, which is one of the bigger ones coaches talk about. Like, you come here, get your degree. I did it. I waited until what I felt was the right time to quit. I also didn't transfer to go play somewhere else. Yeah. I was just done with football. So whatever. I just wanted to make that point before somebody pointed it out. But it's just that whatever.
Neither one of us have a problem really with transferring. Because you ultimately have to find what you think best fits you. And if you're unhappy somewhere, I'm all for it. And we talk about all the time with like men's mental health and like how it's overlooked. Yep. And like, we don't want to get too serious with this, but like all of that's real. So if all four of these guys were in a spot, then I get it. But doing it as the playoffs start is like, that's what like actually pisses me off.
Yeah.
I don't get how that looks. I don't know. I barely know any of those guys. Mm-hmm. I talked to Dom one time in the hot tub during the COVID year.
Yeah.
When we were like in and out of fall camp, and he's a good kid.
Yeah.
And he probably still is. Like, I'm not saying any of these guys are bad guys, but I don't know how like you can think it's a great look for you two when you're all like playing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of come out that like they're all frustrated with playing time.
Yeah.
Let me see it. Carson Wentz started 2 years.
Yep.
Trey Lance started 1 year.
Yep.
Cordell Volson started 2.5. Like, if you want to count the spring season,
yeah.
Cody Malka started 2 years, yep. 2.5. If you want to count the spring season,
yeah.
Like, when you come here, unless they've changed recruiting, unless all those guys got recruited, and Ents told them, "Yep, you're going to play here right away," which I can guarantee you, he did not say that.
Yeah.
Ents is like the most upfront. Like, yeah, we're going to sit you for like at least a year. Like, yeah. Probably.
It's a developmental program. That's what it's sold to you as.
So unless they like unless all the coaches were saying like, "Oh yeah, you're for sure going to play. Like, you're going to be a 5-year starter, 4-year starter." Like,
not a thing.
Which they wouldn't do. I don't get the mindset with like the playing time thing. And like, I'm gonna try to make this sound not as bad as it might sound because it's real. Jabril Cox left after he had graduated, and he went
to LSU.
Yeah, LSU, the defending FBS national champions.
Not only that, he picked between LSU and Michigan and Oklahoma State.
Like, he picked between all the teams that had made the college football playoff the year before.
Yeah.
That's a step up, buddy.
Yeah,
like.
And we all knew Jabril didn't belong here.
Jabril was a...
But that sounded horrible. Belong in a talent aspect.
Yeah.
Jabril was head and shoulders above anybody else who's ever played here.
Yeah, us getting Jabril is kind of like, how did he make it out of Kansas City?
Right.
Like, how did he make it out of the SEC territory? Mm-hmm. That being said, like, and I get it, like, guys are going to go where they think they're going to get noticed. But, like, if you haven't had playing time here... Like, I don't know why everyone thinks, and I hope that they all go pro. Like,
yeah.
I hope everyone goes pro. No 1% of college football players go pro. I think it's less than that.
Like, anything we're about to say does not disqualify the fact that I care about them as people and as teammates because I played with them when I was there.
Yeah.
It's not like we don't want them to succeed. I just want to point out.
I hope they do, but like, I hope they also realize, like, hey, I'm not Jabril Cox.
Right.
Like, I'm not, maybe they will be one day, but like, I don't know. Like, it's a program where you, I don't want to say sit and wait because, like, you don't sit and wait, but like, you develop, you learn football better here than anywhere else. Because I guarantee you, wherever they go, they're going to know twice as much as all the other players. Because that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. I'm like getting like mad in my head and like my brain is frying itself. But,
I have some points if you want me to go.
Yeah, you can go. I need to collect my thoughts a little bit. Number one frustration is the timing.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if you finalized this rumor. Are they all roommates?
Yeah.
So people that want to say, you know, it's a culture thing. Like, why are people leaving? Like, why are they transferring? So here's what could go on with something like this. All four guys going home every night thinking like, oh, I should be playing more. And then like one of them overhears it. I should be playing more too.
Yeah.
If it's a house of guys that like decide to leave all at once, that's a pretty isolated incident.
You get into your own echo chamber.
Yeah.
Of like, man, this place sucks.
Yes.
And then you don't talk to anybody else about it.
Yes. Because we've seen a lot of things on Twitter already this morning. Like, oh, this is Ents. This is Tyler Roll. Like, this is like, we need to get these guys the ball more, blah, blah, blah. That's why they're leaving. If they're all four roommates and they're all four of the guys that are left, it's probably, and like, it's not 100%, but if you have a brain and you're thinking like, oh, they probably just go home every night and like,
and bitch about what happened.
Well, and then like, kind of like they like prove each other's like theories, right? Or they just like give each other confidence. Like, we could definitely all start somewhere else, which guess what? You probably can start other places because other places aren't NDSU. But like, I don't know what to tell those guys. And like, obviously we wish them the best. I hope. The one I'm kind of surprised, but I'm surprised Dom like wants to keep playing football.
Yeah.
Figured he'd have to like choose at some point.
Yeah, go play baseball.
Yeah. Marquise is another one, or Siegel. He's going to be a starter the next 2 years.
Yep.
And he's going to get 100% of the snaps the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that.
I'm going to be less diplomatic than you.
Yeah.
Because we are on a show called The Benchwarmers, Quinn. We didn't play a tenth as much as these guys do.
Yeah, man. And like, I don't want to like, this isn't like pity party, but I was there for 5 years. Typically, if you're a super senior sometime, like, or not a super senior, but like a fifth year senior, I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
Like I tried and wasn't.
Compensation, you're saying.
Yeah.
You won't say it. I never got a scholarship.
Yeah. And like, that's like over it by now, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, as a guy who like just stuck it out.
Yeah.
And hoped kind of like at some point it would pay off financially, and it just never did. It does piss me off more with just four guys all on fulls just being like, oh, screw this place because I didn't play enough.
Like guys who get used in the team graphics and like are considered stars on the team. Like I said, I'm going to be less diplomatic than you. These three, that decision, the decision they made is a decision an asshole makes. It's like you're sticking it to the team. You're not. We're going to be just fine without you. Nobody is bigger than the program. But you just clinched the 3 seed. You just beat an in-state rival. You have a pretty clear path to at least the semifinals, possibly to Frisco. And you're like, let's hop in the portal.
Yeah,
it's a selfish and childish thing to do because here's
– I just think there's no way that the four of them – like, not one of them will, like, not regret that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, not finishing a season.
Yeah, and, like, just as a man. Like, not whatever, football, whatever, but, like, you started it, at least finish it. And week four of the spring season, I had come back, and I'm like, all right, have a chance to compete for starting spot, whatever. No, you came back from hip surgery late. Jalen's rolling. Kubis and Gray Zabel are rolling. We have no reason to. This is obviously overdramatic, and I don't think they talked like this, but they just didn't need me. It's like, I could have quit right there. I didn't play at all. I rode the bench and held the clipboard. And I think there's a lot of guys who echo that statement because here's one thing that holds true about NDSU. You succeed if you do what the team asks of you. And the team lets you know. So if you're going to cry about playing time and, and this is obviously nuanced in the fact that it's different if you wait till the end of the season. If these three transferred at the end of the season, I would have said what I've said anytime anybody transfers at the end of the season. You know, good luck. Hope you find a good spot
through. It's the timing of it, which like...
The week of the regular season, they had to have had papers submitted Saturday night, Sunday morning.
I don't know. It's weird.
And you're just like, you spit in the face of your teammates. You spit in the face of the coaches that spent time and money to recruit you. And you spit in the face of former guys like me and you who stuck it out through the hard shit. And it's just, it's like I said, it's childish. It's gross.
I just don't get it.
It's an asshole move.
I don't get it because three of those guys were like significant contributors.
Absolutely.
Like it's not like they were us.
Yeah.
It's not like they literally didn't play.
Right.
I think, this is not a disrespect thing. I just don't know how to pronounce his name. The fourth one, Siegel, DJ, Dom.
I don't know if he came up.
Okay. Well, then I won't say it. But like CJ, DJ, Marquise, and Dom, like
all contributors,
all major contributors. Yeah. I mean, Marquise had the third most snaps for DBs, right, for corners. I don't know, man. It's like I said, like we've said, and if those guys are listening, I mean, I'm sure they aren't, but if this gets sent to them, I want to make this abundantly clear. I wish them nothing but the best. Like, I actually do. Yeah. I feel like they are someday going to have to like regret that decision of doing it when they're doing it. And maybe I just threw this out there this morning because with the early signing day, it might be like other colleges want transfers in the early signing day rather than the traditional signing day that's in February just because of school.
Yeah.
Because like they would have to enroll during the winter. Because remember when Des Kane transferred here from Illinois, that was like that was before the early signing days were a thing. So like he didn't even get here till after spring break.
Right.
So like he kind of like even missed spring ball. So like that's what probably is the reason they did it. But like do that then.
It's no different than if you wait 6 weeks.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Just train your ass off during the first couple months of the year and go enroll there after their spring ball. And if you're as good as you say you are, you will adapt.
Fine.
It just sucks that it came now. And
I don't know. And I think if you're like legitimately screw those guys, I hope they tank the rest. I think it's kind of childish.
Yeah.
But just as
I think we can all agree that we hate the timing.
Yeah.
And like it's weird. And like,
and I really
hope that they're not like, oh, this is going to hurt them the most if we do it now.
Right.
Because then that would be some like real sick. Like,
because then all of this qualification goes away. Then I don't care what happens to you in your career. Yeah. If that's really what your thought process was behind it, whatever. You know, if you go to a D2 and don't play, that's not my problem. And you should have stayed here because you would have been better. But I just want to say more things. Teams already have full rosters, pal. So yeah,
it's going to be tough.
Not everybody who goes into the portal finds a home to go play. And we can have all those qualifications, hope they succeed in life and whatever, and get better as men. They're assholes. It was a childish, selfish thing to do when they did it, when you could have waited 6 weeks and been no different. Because if you want to cry about playing time, guess what? You're not playing football for the next 6 weeks. You have zero playing time. In whatever aspect it is, because you're doing your visits and getting courted around whatever the transfer portal process is. My last point, shut up about the coaches.
Yeah, the
coach. There has been generations of players that have done it the same way, and the coaches have kept the culture the same, that did not leave and did not crumble under this pressure, especially ones that contribute like they do. They kept guys like me and you around for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and like, this is going to sound super old head because I had an old head say, well, this is kind of on the senior leadership too. And I was like, if a guy wants to transfer and that's in his head, and then his roommates are the ones that are like reassuring him that he should,
he's leaving.
Leadership, like no one can talk them out of it. Not even the parents. Parents probably can't even talk them out of it, especially these guys are now 21 or 22. Like they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Like, but like, this is my old head line. Like, it is just the kids now. Like, there is no sort of like, hey, just wait or like bide your time. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, if a guy wants to transfer, he's gonna. But my old head statement was just gonna being like, times are different. Like, if it's not immediate success or immediate playing time or. Yeah. I don't think, as much as we want to think, NDSU is a bubble to that and that doesn't exist. It does.
Yeah.
I said in the group chat last night, like, from now on, I want us to say, hey, you're going to sit.
Yeah.
And you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Like, when he recruits kids. I want his recruiting to be, you're going to sit.
Right.
You're going to like it. you're going to play 2 to 3 years as a starter, then you're probably going to go, you might have a chance to go pro. Because now NDSU is so good that we have every single team at every one of our pro days.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, because that's what it is now.
We're a legitimate NFL factory.
For the rest of, until the day that the world ends or that football doesn't exist, yeah. which will be the same day.
Mm-hmm.
The day that football ends, the world just disappears now.
Yeah, even if it's not true, it does.
It does, yeah. But until that day comes, NDSU will always have every single team at their pro day.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we're going to a game this Saturday where two of our, like, friends are playing against each other as starters.
All right.
Like, that's just what it is. Yep. Like, it's, if you want to, like, if you want to win championships or just win games and you want to go pro,
yeah.
And, like, you're coming to an FCS school, it's our school. It's nowhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, take a look at NDSU Pro Days the last 10 years and take a look at any team in the MAC.
Yeah.
Or even take a look at probably some Mountain West schools.
Yeah.
Like, you think San Jose State's just getting, like, you think they're getting pro scouts is lining up the door at their practices? No.
We have 15 or 16 dudes on rosters right now. That's a Power 5 number.
Yeah.
You think Mizzou has that many dudes on
We have scouts roster? Flying to Fargo for outside practices in November.
Yeah.
To watch guys practice. To watch like guys like Cody Mauch and Hunter.
Because I'll put it this way. Because assets play here.
Yeah.
Liabilities don't.
Yeah.
It feels gross to wrap it up. It is gross.
It is gross.
It was gross by them.
Yeah.
And like you and I have said, we've all wanted them to make the decision they best, former people, not them. I don't think this is the best decision for them, but you want them to make a decision that's best for them in the long run.
Right.
That can be true at the same time that this was a selfish move.
Yeah.
In a larger point, I don't think that, like, with how much those guys contributed, I doubt they went and voiced these problems to the coaches, knowing how 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds operate, right? Like, if they have a beef, you're just not developed at a grown man level enough to, like, say, hey, here's my beef, and go talk to someone who is an adult.
Well,
30 plus years old.
They might have, but they might have just not liked the answer they got either.
Sure.
That's probably what happened, especially if they went to ends.
But, I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
Just knowing the coaching staff, too, I doubt they carried their hat in their hands or were like, hey, coach, like, here's where I'm at. I'm literally thinking about leaving because I'm not getting enough touches. They could have laughed him out of the room, but, like, if Dom Ganella is like, can I have more touches, I don't see a world where – T-roll isn't like, here's 5 more carries a game.
Well, also, like, I don't know the running backs coach. He was the one from
Mankato. Coach Pershorner.
Sure.
Joey B. The real Joey B.
But, like, DJ, I mean, you have no Paulie. Yeah. I've heard nothing but good things about Noah Paulie.
Paulie's the best, man.
And then Marquise, I mean, Cody or Braun, like, that's his position coach. Like, mm-hmm. Those are two guys you can talk to about anything. I told Cody to.
Coach Lewis Walker.
Oh, that's who coaches the corners now?
Yep.
Okay. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird.
Yeah, and
the timing of it is obviously the biggest problem. It will always be the biggest problem looking back at it.
Yeah.
And I know it happened with Josh in the spring season, but it wasn't technically during the playoffs. It was kind of in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And it was a weird move kind of then, but.
Yeah, that's still a weird move.
It's still a weird move, but. It worked out for him.
Yeah.
He's like a Big 12 player of the week now. But
I
don't know. The playoffs, man.
Josh also had a child he wanted to be closer to. Like, that's another thing that weighs into it. And
this is the time of year that you come to NDSU for.
Yeah.
You're the 3 seed.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have at least 2 home games going into the semis.
Mm-hmm.
Good shot at Incarnate Word beating Sac State.
Yeah.
Maybe, in my mind. But that's just because I just want them to beat Sac State so that we get another home game. But you come, like, the number one line is you come here to win championships, and it's the time of the year to win a championship. And I don't know. And you're all contributors. And
I think a final word on, at least from my perspective, is I'm glad they did it when they did it, because – if they're at this point where they're like that miserable and spouting this off to each other, who knows how many other guys they get in each other's ears of and infect them with the same thought.
I don't know, man.
You can stay there. Gross timing, whatever. Contributors.
I can tell you.
They definitely could have helped the team win. But if you're going to sit in the locker room and be like, I'm miserable, I'm leaving anyway, just leave.
It was definitely weird, like, watching the highlights of the game this morning. Because
it was all of them.
And, like, they were, like, you know, they're celebrating with their teammates after touchdowns. And I don't know. But, that's about it. I didn't really, for segments, next man up, the only one I really had was he set a career high in receiving yards at NDSU. Personally, it was DJ Hart.
Have fun playing at Wisconsin Whitewater, DJ.
That was to pop myself. But, I mean, honestly, he was probably the closest one as far as NDSU-wise, and he just goes in the portal. But
I want to give my shout-out, my next man up to didn't even bother learning his name, whoever the left tackle replacement for Christian Darrisaw was on the Vikings, because an absolute turnstile for Micah Parsons and all those guys. 7 sacks. You guys stink. Gave up 40 to the Cowboys, who just lost to the Packers. And, you're joining me and Quinn back on the real world in the world of mediocrity in the NFL.
They are 8-2 still, buddy.
They're going 8-9.
Yeah.
They're going to drop 7 straight. Kirk Cousins stinks.
I wish we were more like PMT, where we look up stats so we could talk about it.
They also don't.
No, I think they just say it.
Yeah.
But, like, that has to be the worst loss by an 8-1 team ever.
Has to be, yeah.
37-point loss at home.
Not only that.
At home.
In the history of the Dallas Cowboys, I heard this on the broadcast, that was the most points they've ever beat someone by on the road. Oh. Like, the Cowboys.
Like a giant.
Have always been good.
Well,
relevant anyway.
Relevant, yeah. That was kind of weird. The WTF win.
Our boy Zeb!
Go Cox, baby.
Zeb!
Those Gamecocks absolutely ruined Tennessee's season, literally.
Yeah, over now.
Playoffs done. Hendon Hooker, unfortunately, tore his ACL, which is terrible for him. Mm-hmm. Especially just because, like, he's old, right? Yeah. Like, as far as, like, football years go. So, like, he probably wasn't even going to get drafted until the third or fourth round anyway, just because of his age.
I think he played himself into a first-round pick.
But now he has a torn ACL.
And it's not happening.
No.
Yeah. I think he'll still get a shot.
And oh,
I think
he'll for sure get
and
a
I
shot.
Think he should. He's a good enough player.
Yeah.
But, like, it just sucks to see it. Because, like,
he's going to get drafted to be a backup, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be, like, one of these teams that doesn't have a quarterback.
Yeah. He's a cool dude, and he's a good player. It sucks to see. It sucks when anybody gets hurt. But,
yeah.
Happy for our guy, Zep. That's a big win for the program and Shane Beamer.
The Gamecocks are.
South Carolina's just fun.
Yeah. They're probably a couple. I think last year they were decent, but it was like the Zeb year where
they won the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
They had a
shout out Trev Gebhardt.
They had a grad assistant with Zeb playing quarterback for half the year. Like, but like this year they've won really good games and they've just lost like games they can't be losing.
Right.
But as far as we go, like as far as our, so obviously Willis spilled the beans to me a couple months ago already when we did the reveal that we're going to Nashville. That trip was this weekend, so we are currently watering up.
Yep.
Hydrating.
We leave on Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't know if this is legal. Ross could yell at me or not, but I'm going to treat this like my baby bachelor party because I have a baby coming.
Yeah.
If anyone just wants to Venmo me for downtown Nashville like all the girls do for their bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
My Venmo's at QUINNALO, at Quinalo. Feel free to just send some stuff there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm asking for money.
Yeah.
To drink a lot.
If that wasn't clear enough. Yeah. This is like our, this is the washed version of Chubb's Day.
Yeah.
Like call in and leave it on the tab because Quinn's about to have a kid.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. I'm excited. But that also sets the stage for our boy, Aaron Blazek. That we're going to go watch Saturday.
Two SEC games, 4 Vandy, 1 in a row. They get just a beaten up, dog tired, dog hurt. Isn't that their mascot or their?
It's a dog. Yeah.
Just a beaten up old dog, just barely limping into Nashville, Tennessee for Vandy. 6:30. It's gonna be a night game. What was that?
I'm excited.
That came out of Zach. That was not me.
That was Quinn.
No, but I'm pumped for that night game. Vandy. Vandy's rolling, dude.
What a season for them.
This is gonna sound bad, and I'm not trying to make it. Vandy is kind of like the Lions right now.
Yeah, right.
I think they have a good coaching staff.
Yeah,
I've heard a coaching staff
you can believe in.
Yes, and like
they're building culture.
They're winning like gritty games.
Yeah,
Lions three in a row out of nowhere.
Yeah,
not great teams that they've beaten, but kinda
they're winning.
Yeah,
who cares?
Packers
stink.
Packers, Bears, and Giants. Yeah. They might have started the downfall of the Giants.
Shout out C-Dub. We haven't talked about him.
Oh yeah,
Sunday and then Thursday.
You know who he has more touchdowns than? J-Jets. five touchdowns in 4 days.
Crazy.
5 days. Because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
You're seeing Wednesday, Thursday. A glimpse of what he can be.
Yeah. What's going to be really interesting. If the Packers just, their schedule the rest of the year, if you look at it.
Meat grinder.
If they end the year 7-10.
Yeah.
Roger, you're not signing up for that again.
No.
Especially LaFleur, grow a pair, fire Joe Barry.
Yeah, he stinks.
He's a cancer to team defenses.
He stinks.
He's bad. If I'm Rodgers, my decision might solely be based off of if
Joe Barry
gets fired. Yes.
Yeah.
But that goes into the Christian thing. If he leaves, that sucks for Christian.
Yeah.
Because then they're in a limbo with Love. Because no one knows anything about Jordan Love.
I think Jordan Love stinks.
Yeah. So, and then if he does, then they have to wait a whole another year to draft a rookie.
Right.
But maybe if he stinks enough.
They draft another one this year.
Next year.
Caleb Williams. 2 years.
Did you see that throw he made across his body?
He's sick.
Oh.
He's sick.
USC. Who do they have left? They have I'm trying to think of the Pac-12 team they have left.
USC, UCLA, right? It's rivalry week coming up.
No, they just played that.
Oh, okay.
Here's what it is. They have Notre Dame this week. Then they have the Pac-12 championship, which will be against another one-loss Pac-12 team.
If they win, they're going to the playoff.
Here's the problem with that. Two of the three teams left are Ohio State and Michigan. They're both undefeated.
Yeah.
If whoever loses that, they have a better loss than USC.
Who did USC lose to?
Utah.
That's gross.
Yeah. They're ranked 18th or 19th. But still,
sure,
right? So the committee is going to have to decide if you're going to take a big Power 5 conference champ with one loss or a one-loss team from a better conference that has a better loss.
Sure.
Because that's what the situation is going to be. Because it's Georgia. Right now it's Georgia, assuming that TCU
wins out. Yeah.
Because right now it's Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, USC, I think, in that order.
Yeah.
Or people think USC is going to get the five now.
Sure.
They're going to jump to where Tennessee was at. I want to see USC in it.
There's still a way for Tennessee to get into it.
I don't think so, is there?
Everybody loses out. It would be miraculous, but
everyone almost did lose. My mic's being weird.
Yeah, this weekend it was like every good football team wanted to lose.
Yeah.
Georgia barely held on.
Michigan, last-second field goal. TCU, we saw it was the last-second field goal. It was hurry-up operation. Last-second field goal.
And this is a big time if you know, but
you practice Blazek, it.
Blazek loves hurry-up.
But
you have to practice it.
But we only practice it once a week.
Right.
It's not something you want to be in.
Yeah.
And, we'll redo it sometimes if it's super
bad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I remember C. Riles calling it back a couple times.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, that's just something you don't ever, that's a position you, never want to be in, the hurry-up field goal operation.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy that he made that, because that's a bad loss. If they lose to Baylor, TCU, but hopefully Klieman and the boys, they can get some revenge on TCU, assuming they went out and they make it to the Big 12 championship, because it's just going to be, because I think, are they top 10 right now, K-State?
No.
No,
I don't think so.
They're outside.
Yeah.
They just had the loss to Tulane is looking worse and worse as the year goes on.
Yeah, because Tulane lost to UCF. And
they lost their fire a little bit.
Yeah. But I think, how did we even get into this? It's because of Tennessee, but
talking about the Nashville trip.
The way for USC to guaranteed to be in, I could see the committee giving them the nod because it's an LA market, right? You're pulling more people in to watch it. But
I think they, if Tennessee, so if TCU loses to Kansas State in the Big 12 championship, so it's, they have to pick between like TCU and USC. You're going to pick USC every time. Because USC is like the new Oklahoma.
Right.
Not, that sounds weird because it's at Lincoln Riley, but like they're kind of like what Oklahoma has been.
Mm-hmm.
The offense is so crazy good but the defense is terrible. But like you want to see that,
yeah,
you want to see a semifinal game. Ooh,
is that me or you?
I don't know.
I think it's me. Sorry, folks.
You want to see a semifinal game that's like 50-45?
Yeah, and just like with the best players in it.
Yeah,
and I think that's Caleb Williams
is one of the best players.
Yeah,
he might win the Heisman.
Yeah. He's,
now that like Alabama's lost a few times, right, and Young is just not as good as he was last year, and then CJ Stroud, they've been winning, but like he hasn't been putting up like Heisman numbers.
Yeah,
Caleb Williams,
Stetson Bennett in the conversation,
maybe just because they're undefeated. But like if
Hendon was up there,
yeah, then he just yeah
towards ACL obviously, right. But the way for them to get in is, for USC to like feel comfortable, is for the winner of Ohio State Michigan to lose in the Big Ten championship game.
Right.
Then that's how you basically figure it shakes out. I'm looking at a hilarious picture. I'm going to retweet it, but I have to show Quinn. It's the Mondays and Me. It's just this little kid flipping off Clemson players on the field.
Oh, that's funny.
It's awesome. Like a big offensive lineman just getting a double bird from this little 14-year-old.
Yeah. USC is ranked 5th now.
Yeah. So
hey, your boys, those good old Catholics,
the Fighting Irish,
they might mess up USC's season. They're gritty.
They started
the year off just absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
but
they
like
stink.
Next year they might. Now that Freeman has that year under his belt,
dude, we trounce both of the teams that are going to play in the ACC championship.
Marcus Freeman, like, first. Imagine your first ever head coaching job,
Notre Dame.
Being Notre Dame,
he's kind of sick too.
Yeah, very sick, and the players love him.
Yeah,
like that's like a.
That's a guy you keep for 40 years.
I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, but like beat Clemson by 21,
and their quarterbacks and their quarterbacks have been terrible this year.
Yeah, we never have a good quarterback.
Yeah, it's Ian Book.
Shut up. Joe Montana was our last good one.
Brady Quinn.
Stinks.
I actually. He's hot, though. Oh, dude. Smoke That's what Kendra, my wife, do you know her? I don't know why I said that. I say it for the listeners, but they know by now, too.
Yeah.
She wants us to rank hottest NFL players. And I just said, maybe someday.
As long as it's not like that one list that came out.
Oh, yeah. Oh. If you saw that.
Yeah, that's. Another if you know. Maybe we should stop doing if you know, you know.
So. Yeah. Well, we tweet enough that people do know.
Yeah. If you follow us, you know what the hell we're talking about. I don't have anything for Big Deck Barbecue. We are going to start selling.
Thanks, everyone, for stopping by Pride of Dakota.
Yeah. Quinn was out there on Saturday. Had everybody out on Friday, but it was great.
Those are such cool events.
Yeah. It was around 10,000 people that came out between the 2 days. So
yeah.
There is a chance some of you listening were there.
Right.
If you were and you stopped by our booth to come say hi, we greatly appreciate you obviously supporting local, doing your holiday shopping. You're knocking out two birds, one stone. We are actually, by the time you're listening to this, we have our Christmas boxes on sale. So kind of a cool thing that we do. It's $50. Three sauces of your choice and a seasoning or a hot sauce of your choice. You get to customize what goes in the box. You can add a personalized note. My wonderful fiance will gift package them, make it look all pretty. They show up at your door. They are ready to go under the tree. It literally does not get any easier. If you have people like me or Quinn, who when you ask them what they want for Christmas, they're like, I don't know.
I said that to Kendra last night.
I don't want anything.
Yeah. Don't get me anything. I don't want to open anything.
I'm the same guy. Yeah.
just get them barbecue sauce.
This gift is for them. So like I said, bigdykebbq.com, $50. Woo. Shows up at your door ready to go under the tree. We appreciate you.
So sick.
And for everyone to invalidate my opinion on food, we have a Stardom Sit'em.
Yes, we do.
Thanksgiving foods.
Yeah. I have a couple not a few lists, but like Stardom Sit-Em, obviously, by now everyone knows it's top five and worst five, basically.
Yep.
We're still workshopping names. If you have suggestions for names,
something better,
yeah, better names, please tell us. But like I have like eight things on each list because like I don't know if some of them are going to qualify.
Sure.
But we'll just see where it goes.
Start with Sit-Em or Stardom?
Ooh, that's a good question. We have done the Stardoms first, but I don't have a preference.
Let's start with Stardom because my Sit-Ems have hotter takes.
Okay. My number five, Stardom. Like, so this might not count, but now that I'm older and of age, booze. Thinking about growing up and how I didn't drink any booze during the Thanksgiving meal makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because the first time I ever did it, a few years ago, how old am I now? 25. So the first time I ever did it was 4 years ago when I turned 21. I was just like, oh, this makes Thanksgiving so much better.
Yeah. And like, it's where you can really cut loose, one, because it's a holiday of gluttony.
Yes.
You're eating four plates.
When we were
You're not moving for 8 hours. You're watching football.
When we were researching this, I sent some article that said the best and worst foods for your health.
Shut up.
I don't care about my I don't care about my health during Thanksgiving.
I don't care about my health the other 364 days. You think it's gonna start on Thanksgiving? Yeah.
If you guys saw me and Willis at the Pride Dakota show,
we are fat.
You did not miss us.
Yeah.
One of these shows I told you I always wanted to open up and just say, like, Zach, why are we fat? But it's because we've done Stardom Sit-Em for a few weeks now and all of them are food.
Yeah. But booze, man, like you can really cut it loose. You can pull out hard liquor.
Yeah.
You can drink fancy stuff.
The wine.
Give me glasses of red wine.
Yeah.
And like I'm not touching that any other day of the year, but like give it to me and I'm gonna get fat and boozy.
Yeah, and here's the biggest thing. And SNL has done skits on it.
Yeah.
It's like a meme on Twitter. Like I don't really have huge Thanksgivings anymore. It's just like me and Kendra's family, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's like six or seven, eight people. But when I was growing up, my mom's side of the family,
because
like we didn't even know my dad's side that well. Those Samoans, I mean, I don't even know. But my mom's side, there's nine kids. All of the kids have kids,
right?
And it was in my grandma's
giant thing.
It was in my grandma's three bedroom, one bath house. It's like 40 people.
Yeah.
Like, I needed liquor to make it through that, and I never got the opportunity.
Yeah.
That's why the parents get so tuned up for
Thanksgiving. It's always in grandma's house, too, and it's like, it's always 85 degrees because she's been cooking all day.
We always left the doors open.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, doors are going to be open. Like,
go sit on the porch.
Yeah, it was the same thing for Christmas, too. Like, even, like, it didn't matter if it was zero outside because it's 95 inside. Like, yeah, the booze growing up with that many people would have actually been a help, because there were so many times like in high school or like junior high, because I was one of the younger cousins, so like by the time I was like a senior, we weren't really like doing that big of gatherings, but like when I was little, I remember how chaotic it was.
Yeah.
And looking back, it's like, oh, that's why the parents all get boozed up,
right?
It's because if everyone had to be sober,
it's the only way to deal with it.
There'd be deaths.
You would have killed somebody.
Yeah, there'd be people that were like stuffed like a turkey instead of an actual turkey.
Yeah.
So booze, my number five.
My number five, green bean casserole.
Yeah.
It's great.
So good.
Not touching it. Same thing. Other 364 days of the year.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's good, though.
We can get into that, I guess. But, like, people saying, like, Thanksgiving food isn't good because it's like, well, if it was good, you would have it the other. But shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's why it's good.
Yeah.
I save it for that one day.
Yeah.
Green bean casserole. Safe pick.
My number four is pumpkin pie.
Sure.
It's a seasonal thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be eating pumpkin pie. They don't even make it pumpkin pie during the summer or the spring. Like it comes out in
October
when Starbucks starts the.
It's getting earlier and earlier every year. August.
I think this year it was like September 30th was the first pumpkin cream cold brew. But and like I won't eat it. So like, I won't eat it the other 9 months out of the year, 10 months out of the year. When I did this list, I thought about 10 things are on the table and I have to put five on my plate. That's what I did.
Yeah. And that's where my next pick is like, it's not flashy or sexy, but like it has to be on my plate every time.
Yeah.
Cranberry jelly.
Okay.
like the gross ocean spray in a can. It's the same shape as a can when it comes out.
Yeah.
I'll slice half of that hunk.
What do you put it on? What do you eat it with?
My fork.
Okay.
My hands.
My number three is green bean casserole.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a must. And like that is one where I like, it's too full.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's everywhere.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That has become
the crispy yeah, onion yeah. tops.
That has become more of like, I think of Thanksgiving than any other food.
Yeah.
Green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Are we being stupid right now? Is it green bean hot dish?
It's casserole.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I think that's the only thing that people in North Dakota actually call casserole.
Except for tuna. Tuna casserole. Not tuna hot dish.
Tuna casserole. Yep. Yeah. Tuna casserole and
green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
Because
really, if you want to say green bean hot dish, that's kind of what like tater tot hot dish is.
Sure.
If you put green beans in it, I guess.
My three.
Yeah.
Sweet potato casserole.
Interesting.
I don't know if
I've actually ever had sweet potato casserole.
I've had it both ways where it's diced up or just blended. Uh-huh. Where you top it with marshmallows and brown sugar and toss it under the broiler and mm-hmm. they get nice and crispy. So good. Hmm. I love sweet potatoes.
My number two, and this is something that is a Thanksgiving like staple, but this is actually one of the Thanksgiving foods that people are like, you don't eat it any other time of the year, where I actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make sense most of the time. It's stuffing. I eat stuffing like probably once a month.
Yeah.
Maybe. Actually, not like recently. I probably haven't had stuffing in like 6 months, but we always have stuffing in our cupboard.
That's gross of you.
Stuffing's the best. It's actually the second best.
Number two for me.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Some people have tried to yell that it's not a traditional Thanksgiving food.
Shut up, Ross Kenley.
Yeah.
You stupid piece of... Sorry.
Nice. We just cut that out. mac and cheese is good all the time.
It's good all the time.
It's number one potluck food. Yeah. So if you're going to the king of all kings of potlucks and you don't bring mac and cheese,
yeah,
get out of my face.
And it's definitely more of a Southern tradition of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But like people were trying to say that it wasn't a thing. I'm like, yeah, I feel like it's always been a thing in the South.
Mm-hmm. And it's...
We're just stupid up here and don't do it.
It's also like, are you mad if somebody sits down a plate of mac and cheese?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I'm always down for mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it's one of the times where you can take the time and make the good mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And make it melty and top it with cheese or actually put it in the oven.
Like,
yeah.
Get it crispy on the
If there's a pot of Kraft mac and cheese, just easy noodles on Thanksgiving, I'm throwing it out the window.
But yeah.
If Mima sits down a giant pot of baked mac and cheese. Mm.
So we're talking about baked mac and cheese. I remember seeing this. Florio.
Yeah.
I know you're listening to this, Mike.
Yeah.
He posted a thing that his family, like their mac and cheese.
PFD commenter's dad.
They cook it so it's black on top. Like the crust, it's not brown.
It's a bit much.
It's like black. And he's like, oh, nope, this is the best. Like,
that's like the Trey Wingo steak tweet.
Oh, yeah.
And it just looks like he cooked it on a muffler.
Yeah. My number one.
Yeah, let's go.
My number one, and I don't necessarily know if it's even my favorite Thanksgiving food, which might contradict myself.
Sure.
But it's a thing that if it's not on my plate, I don't, like, it's not Thanksgiving to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it since I was little. I was the one of two people that could get it, or four. I don't really know the mathematics here. But I was always the one that said, who wants this? Hand up first, turkey leg.
No, sure.
I have always been the turkey leg guy. There's a person in every family mm-hmm. that they get the turkey leg.
Yeah.
Are there four? Am I being an idiot?
There's two.
So there's two.
Yeah.
I said two or four because I really couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It has two legs and two wings.
Quite. Yeah. So.
You're getting flamed for that.
Oh, whatever. Since we're on the topic, do dogs have two arms and two legs or four legs?
They have four arms. Yeah. Yeah. Earthquake gif.
Whoa. Okay. That hurt my brain a lot, actually. But no, probably not when I was like 5 year old, but sure. When I was like in like sixth, seventh grade, when I was, you know, 6'2", 280,
yeah.
6'1", 280, fine.
5'11".
Anyways.
Your BMI chart must have been unbelievable.
When they just typed it in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was
5'11", 375.
Morbidly obese when I was like 11 because yeah. I was 6'2", 60 or whatever it was.
Same here.
But no, as far as I can remember, I've always just been the turkey leg guy. And okay. I just love it.
I have something to say.
Okay.
Dark meat's better than white meat.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's juicier. Yeah. It has more flavor.
And you get the skin of that, like the actual turkey leg. Yeah. So it's like you're eating, it's pretty much like you're eating a giant baked like chicken wing.
I do a mix. Like I need at least a few slices of turkey breast.
Sure.
Whatever. But give me a leg. Give me something from the back of the, give me some dark meat.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Number one for me. Ham. You can keep the whole goddamn turkey. Give me ham. Yeah.
My number one sin is ham. It's not Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is.
Take your ham and like take it to Christmas. Just wait a month.
No.
That's not Thanksgiving.
Turkey's a bad protein. It's a flightless bird. It's scared. Give me chicken instead of turkey.
Chicken is used to make fun of scared people.
Don't care. It tastes better, at least.
I can't. I know stuffing's on your sit-em list, and that was going to be a thing. The fact that you have ham as your number one stardom.
You're going to be mad at my sit-em. Ham is good. Ham's good.
Ham
is good.
Ham is good. Ham's a good meat.
It's better than turkey.
Not on Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
The people that are like, you're going to be a ham there, don't come.
Yeah, that's weird.
Stay home.
I just assume there's going to be a ham there. And I'm not crying if I have to eat turkey, but ham's better
than
turkey.
Sounds like it.
Ham's better than turkey. Hey, how about a little intimate detail here, but got revealed to us that Rado has to go to a vegan Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we won't say the player that. What?
Ew.
What?
Ew.
What?
That's not even a thing.
Like, what is there? Like, do they just eat like the beyond,
mushrooms and
beyond beef? Like,
yeah, mushrooms and carrots, like rabbits. God, that I'm takes so me pissed. To my next point.
Just start. You go like start them at your sit-em, I guess, at number five. I don't know.
Number five is the vegetable tray. Nobody's eating it.
I don't think I ever had one.
My family always had one.
Kendra does like the charcuterie boards.
Different.
Yeah.
But like.
A vegetable, like the like ones you that you buy at Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, yes.
And like the ranch.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, come on.
Yeah. They
Why
were
are
always,
you bringing that?
They were always at my family gatherings. Nobody eats it.
No.
Why is there cherry tomatoes in there?
Gross. I don't. We can do a start them, sit them with vegetables.
Vegetables? One day. Sit them all of them.
Tomatoes. I'll eat them like sliced on a sub that's just doused with mayo.
Yeah.
But like the cherry tomatoes.
Barf.
Oh, disgusting.
Go ahead.
My number five sit-em. Oh, God. I can't believe you made me say my number one.
Ham's so good.
And
you're wrong about it. That's the other thing.
My number.
Come on now.
My number five sit-em's apple pie. I don't want to see apple pie during Thanksgiving.
My number four sit-em's pumpkin pie. There are way better pie options.
This is going to be the only season of benchwarmers.
Pumpkin pie stinks, dude.
Oh, my God.
It's so gross. Let me eat this mush made out of gourds. Yum. Yeah.
You have the mindset of a transfer portal kid. If I'm being honest. My number.
What, you have bad taste?
Shut up.
I'm surprised you chose NDSU
shut
over UND.
Up.
I bad
been,
taste, boy.
I would have been so. I would have been way smarter to do it.
How'd you get so fat with this bad taste?
Trauma.
I'm with you.
My number four is just like actually like turkey breast, like the turkey slices.
Sure.
Just because like I was so big on turkey legs
that
it's a lot of meat in the
so
turkey
you're admitting
leg, too.
Over 75% of. The bird that you like is gross.
Shut up. Just
Oh, yep. Because that's right.
Dude, ham sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Whatever. What's your third? Why do you always derail this podcast?
Stuffing. Stuffing's horrible. Eat this wet bread with 1780 seasonings in it. Yum.
So today you basically just told me that you don't actually participate in Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I do.
You just eat what all the normal white people eat, like every other day for their meals.
What's wrong with white people?
You sound like you
eat. What's wrong with white people?
You sound like
hey,
you.
Hey, Quinn, what's wrong with white
you
people?
You sound like you.
What's wrong with white people,
you
Quinn?
You sound like Quinn. You meal prep Quinn. For Thanksgiving. And I know you don't.
Yeah, you know damn right I don't.
Yeah, but you said that the meal that you laid out earlier for your stardom sounds like the fitness people on Instagram that
need
meal
you to,
prep.
I need you to answer something.
What?
What's wrong with white people?
I didn't say anything's wrong with them. I just said you sound like one.
Is that bad?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's probably like 100% of our demographic, but
absolutely. That's why I want you to answer. Yeah. Stuffing is bad.
You guys have bland taste.
Stuffing
for sure.
Is bad. Bland stuffing?
Well, then you're just having a good stuffing. You probably make it bland.
I don't make it because it's gross.
'Cause you're white.
It's bread and turkey stock and seasonings. Yummy.
You just don't even participate in Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I do. My Thanksgivings are awesome.
You seem like you're a big Columbus
you
guy.
You know what I'm in charge of every Thanksgiving at my in-laws?
Making sure the ham's cooked?
Brussels sprouts. Mm. Buddy.
What?
Sorry, I like to eat good food. I'm not tied to your dumb traditions.
Whatever.
You have the traditions of the oppressor.
My number three.
Yeah. Glaze over that one, buddy. It's because I'm native? You just want to glaze over that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I called you a Columbus fan earlier. My number three.
We're getting yelled at.
My number three is anything sweet potato related.
You're wrong.
I only like sweet potato fries. Sweet potatoes just in general. Do you want to do a live weigh-in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Check. Don't say that. Checks out.
Checks out.
Coward.
You can't say that like you're not fat, too. Yeah. All right, buddy. We're sitting next to each other on the plane, by the way. When I bought tickets,
we're not going
to
fit.
That put us next to each other.
That's going to be insane.
It would have been more insane if I had let someone purchase a ticket between us.
No, that would make sense.
No. I just shook my head like the audience could hear it. Number two, my dad loves it. Real cranberries. Like they're like cooked in juice and seasonings. And
that sounds better than
no, it's gross.
What you stop. Get out of the can.
You're just trying to be controversial.
My number two sit-em, cranberry sauce.
You're so dumb. My number one sit-em, turkey. Say something.
I'm giving up on you.
You just quote the song.
Yeah.
You're gross.
I don't know if we can. I mean, we'll have to continue the podcast, obviously, but this is like a real downer for me. Because I thought you were kind of like respectable.
You have bad taste.
I thought that you knew what you were talking about once the time.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. And people will agree with me.
You know, just, I thought you were
a more will
respectable
agree with
human
me.
Being, but I should have known, you know, you're a West Fargo kid. You know, no one really challenged you that much. You kind of just get people that, you know, reaffirm your beliefs. Yeah.
I didn't listen to the last 5 minutes of you talking, so sorry to everyone else.
Can we end on a lighter note? What else is there to talk about?
We're going to drink a lot of beer in Nashville.
Oh, buddy. Well, maybe not beer. If you know me.
Beer. Whiskey. Tequila.
Tequila.
Beer.
I mean.
More beer.
I'm going to try to like break into Luan's house to find that hat that says, just add tequila. He was wearing it on Twitter last week.
It's a good hat.
I mean, pretty good life phrase there, but
yeah.
Oh, we're going to the main reason of the trip, Bengals and Cordell Volson taking on Dylan Raidens and the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
At Nissan Stadium.
Kind of a psycho move by us, but we're getting on a plane like 3 hours after that game is over.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever.
Not Howie, though.
Nope.
Howie's going to a concert that night. And he has a plane that leaves at 5 a.m. the next morning.
Howie's a crazy person.
Yeah.
God,
you're the worst. I can't believe we just did
you
that.
Actually have to drive separate now for your horrible takes. Hey, you know what I would eat on Thanksgiving? Pizza.
You would eat grilled chicken breast.
Yeah, we've established that chicken's better than turkey. Give me pizza. Give me birthday cake. Give me stuff that tastes good. Get pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is the dessert of the oppressor. I'm making that a t-shirt.
No one's going to buy it.
Pumpkin pie is trash. Well, just like everything else I do, nobody buys it.
Yeah. Well, because they know who you are at your roots. Just kind of a bad human being. You and Brett Favre and OJ and...
I won't say what you said about all the guys that are transferring before the mic started then.
I said what I said on air.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You said a lot meaner things.
No.
Mainly about the coaching staff.
I do want all of them to get fired. They should play guys more that want to get played more.
You guys just heard me clip in a little bit of what Quinn said before the podcast started.
Yeah, right. I really am pissed at you. That was an unbelievable sit-in by you.
You're an asshole.
It's just, and I knew stuffing was going to be on there.
Stuffing's trash.
Ham. You putting ham on your start. Stop.
Ham is good. Ham's better than turkey. Okay. Can we compromise?
I don't know how, but.
Let's make brisket on Thanksgiving instead of turkey. What?
I mean, I would eat brisket, but like, I still need a turkey leg.
You're stupid.
Well, I guess it depends if NDSU wins out. Because like, ham is like traditionally too, like a Christmas meal. Is that?
Yeah.
Growing up, we always did like but I feel like Christmas meals are something that people like play around with too. Like, I feel like people do different things. Like, if there's a set meal that your family has always done.
Yeah, there's no, like, a Christmas meal.
We always did spaghetti for some reason at my grandma's house. Right. Like, Christmas night.
Yeah, that checks out.
Like, it was always spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Why is it? So, I was talking with Kenley, and, like, this
the
is...
The day your kid's born, I'm telling him Santa's not real.
That's fine.
Okay, buddy. Good luck keeping that little... behaved.
I mean, I know that's a lie. Santa is real. Right?
I hate you so much. You get coal in your stocking.
What was I going to say?
Something about Kennedy, which means a bad take's probably coming.
For sure.
King of bad takes.
So like the traditional Thanksgiving meal, like the items that we just discussed, were those things that were part of the first Thanksgiving? Because he's saying that they were. And I just said like there's no way.
I don't know. They ate turkey, I think. That could all just be, I don't know.
I figured they just, like, ate the people that they killed to take their land.
What?
They were savages.
That's actually cancelable.
Yeah, let's not do that one. I don't know, can we? I was just trying to make a joke about how, like, the people that found the land were actually bad guys.
They ate... Yeah, I thought you were calling the native savages.
No, the people that killed them.
They ate, apparently in 1621, turkey, bread stuffing, potatoes, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. So it all does stem from that.
So he's right?
Yeah.
Dang it.
But they had...
We have to take that out. We can't let Ross know that he's right.
Congrats, Ross.
No.
You're batting one for 100.
We're cutting that out.
You can.
I don't know how.
I know. So you can't.
Whatever.
I just... Pumpkin pie and turkey stink.
All right, we're done.
I'd rather eat turkey pie and pumpkins.
That sounds like a trailer park meal.
What's wrong with that? I should kill you. Eat you.
Just like your hero, Christopher Columbus.
At least we're not eating vegan Thanksgiving. We're going to be eating Chick-fil-A at Nashville Airport on Thanksgiving.
That is true. What is open like on Thanksgiving that we can go to in Nashville? Just the bars?
Hopefully. I'm going to have Miller Lite for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. We're going to have to like raid Rado's house for food. Have to eat all of his stuff before he gets home.
Yeah. We should just show up at Mike Vrabel's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said we were welcome. This has devolved into nothing.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to end it on a lighter note because you're a terrible human being and you don't like normal traditions and you want to like be outside the box. I'm my own person. But I guess we have to end it like this. So thanks for listening. Come back next week, I guess.
It's like you actively don't want people to listen to this show. We appreciate you. We hope if you're listening to this on the way to Thanksgiving, we appreciate you. Sorry for subjecting your family to this. But thanks for listening.
Go Bison.